Yeah, bing me. You bing me, I'll slap a hoe.
Emails.podbean.com.
It's Google, motherfucker.
Welcome to the call to be in, you cop-sucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
Let's get a big round of applause going for your next comedian. Here we got Ian Ellis.
Guys, it's been a weird night. All kinds of weird shit just keeps happening. Right, I learned something about the government from a felon. The smartest jokes of the night. It was amazing. There's a girl here that sniffs people at yoga, and she's here with a guy that's in a wheelchair. What the fuck did you meet at a charity walk? Rubbing it in that she could bend over. Like, his allergies are terrible. He can't smell shit. He could. He might use shampoo or bathing suit. He's my friend.
Okay.
Let me paraphrase what Jack said before. Shut the fuck up. My father's dying. not as much fun as the other stuff. It's weird because, like, my family's like the CIA. Like, they don't tell me shit. Like, my mother's from England and my father's from Jersey. So as a kid, I was taught that emotions should either be pushed down or just ridiculed mercilessly. So, like, anytime I ask questions, they either give me, like, half-truths or lies. I never know what the fuck is going on. And the reason is they think that I'm too sensitive. I'm 6'1", I scowl when I'm happy. But for my family, they're like, don't tell him. He'll do stuff like try and spend time with us. They're not into that gay stuff. I don't know how I was going to word it, but I had a joke about how my mother's vagina, I think, must be shaped like a triangle. That's how committed she is to the Illuminati and keeping secrets. It probably would have been funny, but on my notepad, I just drew a picture of a triangle. I don't know if it's supposed to be my mother's vagina or mine. I haven't been in there in a while. So. We talk about gender and sexuality, and I thought I was straight, but I'm not. It turns out I'm a cis. Does everybody know this? Like, clap it up if you know what a cis is. If you be like a cis male or a cis female, it just means straight. But like, the term cis, where I come from, like, cis means sister. I don't like it. It's too, like, I'd rather they just call me white rapist. It's too cisified. If we're just gonna, like, make things nicer, we should start calling Muslims muzzies. That'd be adorable when they blow shit up. You hear about the muzzies in Brussels? Killed 30 people. With what? Hugs? She sounds fucking adorable. Have you ever seen these signs on the highways driving along? We'll pay cash for your house. Written in Sharpie. Who's turning the title to their house over to somebody to wrote a sign in a fucking Sharpie? I've got enough money for your house, but I can't afford a sign. I don't trust anything written in Sharpie. If the Constitution was written in Sharpie, I'd wipe my ass and throw it away. If you go to a protest and something's written in Sharpie, they're not that committed. It's a bandwagon people that are like, she's got nice tits, let's get some paper and join the protest. They don't even know what it's about. You guys worried about water?
No.
How many people think they matter? Like, does anybody here think they're important? And like, if you die, the rest of us wouldn't be able to get on without you. Let me tell you, if the bees die, everything's gone. That's all the plants and the people. Bees are more important than you. Why the fuck do you matter? The thing is, like, I live my life in defiance of common sense. Like, I wake up and I'm sore. And I know I could just do some stretches. But I don't want to. I know that I should save money, but I spend money like I love my day job. And I don't. I fucking hate that shit. And soon we're gonna run out of water and none of you give a fuck. Who is asking Bernie Sanders about his stance on bees? Guys, you need to be worried about the environment. My name's Ian Ellis. I love you. Good night.
Keep it going for Ian Ellis, everybody. And Ian, I do know that I'm important, because if I wasn't here, you guys would have to message someone else on Facebook to get spots for the open mic. And they might not be as quick with responses as I am. Yeah, so I'm fucking important. Here, on Monday, at like 8 o'clock. Not really any other time.